Borderline by Madonna, which is an appropriate track given what we're talking about today, which is boundaries, talking about setting boundaries with Dr. Rachel Morris. Hello, Rachel.
Morning, Lee.
Nice to see you. And setting boundaries, that's one of the steps to well-being, is that right?
It is, yes. It's one of the 8 resilience protective factors that really help you live well and work well.
So is that important, setting boundaries?
Yeah, absolutely. It's one of the top things that actually will keep you resilient in life. Because I guess there's no point in having everything else in place, regular exercise, maintaining enough sleep, etc., if you haven't actually been able to set boundaries to get to achieve that in the first place.
So let's peel right back then. What do you actually mean by setting boundaries? What kind of boundaries are we talking about?
We're talking about the ability to choose what you want to do and to be able to say no appropriately when you feel that something has been breached, that you're being asked to do something that you don't want to do, when there's some behaviour going on that you don't want to tolerate, that you don't agree with. But it's also about you not overstepping other people's boundaries and expecting other people to take on responsibility that you should be shouldering yourself, perhaps.
And why should we set boundaries? Because everybody's boundaries are different as well, aren't they? Which is possibly a different question, but you know some people who are too close, come and stand too close to you, or their behaviour is too wild. Everybody seems to have different boundaries. So why is it important that we set ours when other people's seem very different?
Well, I think my key message is that you can only control yourself and your own behaviour, and you have control over what you say yes and no to. You can't really control what other people do, but you can help influence that. So if you know what your boundaries are and you can express them to other people, it will help them sort of influence them to not overstep yours. For example, someone who keeps asking you to do inappropriate things, or your kids perhaps, you know, running you ragged, you know, waiting on them hand and foot, etc., etc. But it's also handing back responsibility to them so that they can be appropriate within their boundaries as well. So I think we can all think of people who are very generous, very giving people, but they're absolutely run ragged because they have the inability to say no. They feel guilty. They've taken the weight of the world on their shoulder. And in the long term, that's not great for one's own well-being. And I always think that in order to be giving effectively and to be helping other people, you need to maintain your own wellness, which unfortunately does mean saying no sometimes.
So saying no is one way of setting a boundary. What are the other ways?
So saying no to something, to somebody, that's often quite difficult. Another thing is actually saying no to yourself. If you're like me, I love to do everything. Someone comes along with a new idea, I'm like, oh, brilliant, when can we do it? But actually, you have to realise that everything you say yes to, you're saying no to something else, because we only have a finite amount of time. So one really good way of setting boundaries is to know what you want out of life, to know what your goals are, to know what you're heading for. And then you can actually say no to those things that aren't consistent with that, as long as you know you accept appropriate responsibility for things.
And I remember when I did assertiveness training many, many years ago, the idea about saying no was that you were saying no to the request, not the person. So to personalise it from your point of view, or for them to personalise it. If somebody asks you to do something and you don't want to do it, you're saying no to the request.
Absolutely. There's a lovely phrase, say yes to the person and no to the task. So you're saying absolutely yes, hello, you know, you're important, I feel for you, I'm empathetic for your request, but unfortunately I am not able to do that task. So you depersonalise it, because a lot of us, the reason we have problems saying no is we don't want to let the person down, we want them to like us, we want them to think that we want to help them. But often we're not the right person to do the task, we don't have the time to do the task, and it's not actually that important to us that the task gets done.
So is it a question of really, before we set the boundaries, almost stepping back and saying to ourselves, what are we prepared to do and what behaviour are we prepared to tolerate?
Yeah, I think thinking things through in advance is always really, really important. But if you're caught out in the moment and you're not quite sure what to do, there are ways of stepping back and giving yourself some time. For example, oh, can I get back to you about that? Is something good? Or you can say, I need to check my calendar, or I need to speak to someone about that. You know, rather than responding with, oh, yes, of course, straight away, give yourself a bit of time, think about it, and then you can get that back to that person with a much more measured response.
It's that caught on the hop thing, isn't it? Oh, I could have said this, or I should have done that.
Yeah, absolutely. I think our natural response is to want to say yes, but I've noticed that a lot of people say yes and then duck out later, and letting someone down with very short notice is much, much worse than actually saying a no to start off with.
And are these the techniques for setting boundaries? Are these also the techniques for keeping the boundaries?
I think so, as well, you need to know what your goals are in life. For example, I really want to make sure that I exercise 3 times a week, not just for the sake of it. I want to lose a bit of weight. I want to stay healthy. And I know that exercising really helps my mental health and my well-being. So once I have that end goal in sight, I'm able to say, right, actually, that means that I have to turn down this meeting at that time of day because that's when I'm doing my exercise. So if you know what you're trying to achieve, it's then a lot easier to say no or to arrange things around what you want to do.
And as you said, it's about respecting other people's boundaries as well and recognising when they're putting the boundaries up in a, you know, not necessarily in an aggressive way.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I think, you know, all of us like to get our own ways, don't we? And so respecting someone else's no is really, really important. And I think it's really important that we teach that to our kids as well, that when someone else says no, that's fine, that's their prerogative, because we can all probably all think of some adults that aren't able to respect other people's no. And I think it's a really important skill to learn as we get older.
But no, it's not this big bad word. It's just a refusal. I mean, it's not as harsh as it sounds half the time.
Absolutely not. And you can actually turn it into a very positive thing. So are you free to go to for a coffee? Well, I'm sorry, I've only got 10 minutes, but I would really like to connect with you. So how about we do something different on a different day when I've got more time to speak? So, you know, changing it into, again, like you said earlier, not being about the person, being about the task at hand, but and really trying to affirm that person at the same time.
And we all have these different areas of our life. We've got professional, personal, social, spiritual, some people. Mm-hmm. Different boundaries for each area?
Absolutely. In fact, I was having a chat with some people this morning, and I think particularly if you work part-time, someone was telling me she had been told off for answering her emails after 6 o'clock. But actually, she finished work at 3, came home, picked up the kids, was sorting them out between sort of 3 and 6, knowing that she could get back onto her emails maybe for an hour, 6 till 7. So some people say who work 9 till 6 will think, right, I don't check my emails out of work. For her, it gave her peace of mind. But her boundary was, well, I don't check it while I'm with the kids. So it's very, very personal what your boundaries are, what you want to do. So, you know, I can possibly tell other people what they should be doing, what they should be thinking, how they should be feeling. So that's why it's sometimes quite difficult to respect what other people need, because we don't need that ourselves. So some people need a lot more time on their own. So if you're suggesting getting together with them, say on a Sunday, and they're saying, well, actually, no, I've had a really long week, and you're an extrovert and you like getting together with people, think, well, what's the big deal? It's a cup of tea. It'll be great. But for them, what they know that they need to do is have that boundary where they're on their own in an afternoon to really be able to unwind.
Now, how do you know when your boundary's been breached, as it were? Do you have to trust your instincts on that? I mean, I think we all just know instinctively, don't we? Hang on, that's not right.
I think we can trust our feelings. I think breach of boundaries is a very instinctive, ooh, that felt a bit funny. And I think for some people it manifests as guilt. Oh, I should be doing that. I think as soon as you're using the word should, you maybe start to think, well, I should be, but I don't want to be. So what's the boundary there that has maybe been overstepped a little bit? And just a little bit of self-examination is fine and probably quite important, because there are some things that actually we should be doing. We have responsibilities, but there are some things that aren't that important. And once again, when you say yes to one thing, it means that when something else comes up, you've already said no to it because you can't fit it in.
And you mentioned there the mother run ragged, or the people run ragged because they're saying yes and yes to everything. The other consequences, I suppose, of not setting boundaries or of letting people constantly breach them is that you might just feel a bit pummeled, a bit used, a bit out of control.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why I think it's so important, because if you're setting boundaries, keeping yourself well and healthy, then whatever you say yes to, you can do really wholeheartedly and really, really enjoy it and not feel taken advantage of, and just feel that you're a bit more in control of your life.
Right, well, thank you. I think we're all geared up now. It is about taking back control, isn't it? It's not about buffeting people away. It's just saying, you know, this is my space in every sense of the word.
Yeah. Absolutely, and I think it's good for other people as well, because you are your best you when you're well and you've taken control. So actually, you're then in a much better place to be able to give to other people.
Well, it's no good saying I can do that because you feel an obligation to do it, and they're not being able to do it, or doing it with a heavy or bitter heart. What's the point in that?
Yeah, we've all done that, and I've always regretted it.
I wonder if this is something that's easy to do when, as you get older. You know, when you're younger, I mean, I did lots of things that I really didn't want to do when I was younger because people asked me and because I felt obligated and I wanted to be liked. And now I'm older, I don't really care.
It helps, doesn't it? We can wear purple and all that when you're older. Yeah. I think it's a life skill, actually, emotional intelligence, learning to understand your own needs. I think when you're young, you don't often understand what you need, and you're very motivated by peer pressure rather than actually what you know you need and what you want.
And confidence in yourself that, you know, it's not that important to be liked by everyone all the time.
Yeah, and knowing that you, even if you try and be like that, it never happens. So you might as well just go, you know, actually, I'm going to forget about that. I need to know what my goals are, be motivated by what's really important to me. And then whatever I say yes to, I can say yes to wholeheartedly.
Oh, well, thank you, Rachel. If people want to find out more about your work, the website is cambridgeperformance.co.uk.
That's right.
And we'll be speaking to you again in about a month's time.
Yep.
Nice to chat to you, Rachel. Have a good day.